Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the fourth and final session of Healing Your Heart, Restoring Your Honor. This is Leslie, your call moderator. We're going to do a quick poll before we bring out Allison for our final session together. Again, how you raise your hand during the polling part of the evening is by pressing one of the numbers on your telephone keypad. That lets me see your raised hand on my conference dashboard. And the thing I want to check in with all of you about is instead of being healed, we want to check in with you about being a healer. So if you provided noble healing for another person, if you've provided noble healing since our call last week, would you let us know by pressing 1 on your telephone keypad? So if you provided healing, press 1, please. Awesome. Thank you. Oh, that's great. You guys are out there healing, healing maniacs. I love it. All right, and if you did not provide healing since our call last week, if you could let us know by pressing 2. So if you didn't provide healing, press 2. Great, thank you very much. And then finally, if you're not sure, maybe you did, but you're not certain, if you would press 3. So if you're not certain, press 3. Great. Thank you very much. All right, I'm going to bring out Allison. She'll give you an overview of tonight, and then we'll take it away. Allison?
Yeah, thanks, Leslie. Could you open up all the mics so we can say hi to each other and know we have humans on board?
Absolutely. All right, everybody, say hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Hi there.
Hi.
Oh, I think this might be my favorite part. That was great. Thank you, Leslie. All right. So this is, as you already know, our last call. And the thing that I really want to make sure happens is that you are clear about ways to use noble healing, that you feel like you know the steps. I know they're pretty simple, but that you get it, and what seems to particularly matter about this, and that you actually interact with what would it mean to be a dolphin. You know, that's how we started this. And the first week, you know, that what I took on was being someone that could not be recognized by their injuries, could not be recognized by their scars, because I'm not determined by them. And when you really get how noble healing works, you can take on being that you're someone who's actually not limited by any harm that has ever been done to you. So we're going to be exploring that. I'm going to introduce you to something that I've worked in conjunction with Noble Healing that I learned from one of my partners at the Transformational Leadership Council. And we're just going to make sure that you leave tonight really feeling like Noble Healing is in your toolbox, and that it's something that you would just go to. Well, of course you're going to get healed. You know, when you feel upset or disrespected, that you're like, oh, I got to get this healed. You know, I'm going to call somebody up and ask them to heal me. So that's what I'm really after tonight. And as part of that, you'll get to ask questions. I only had one question that was emailed in, and it actually was emailed in before the last session, but I missed it, so I apologize for that. So I'll be answering that question, and that will flow right into some of the other ways that we can use noble healing and just start thinking about, and please don't be shy about, what is it that you need to know or clarify or just get really specific about, so that this is something that you rely upon and that you use a lot, and even that you feel free to teach to other people, so that you can have noble healing be something that just happens in your group of friends or within your family. Okay, So the question that came in last week from Mary, and let me just check. Oh, yay, Mary's with us. I don't remember which Mary this is. We have two Marys. Okay, well, if you have a follow-up question, I'll ask you if you're the Mary that asked this question to raise your hand so we can give you the mic to ask a follow-up question. So the question was, I'm wondering if it's best to have the person needing healing to be aware that the process is happening and ask their permission or explain the process to them first, or if just using the phrasing with someone is enough and you can just as easily take them through the process with them not really aware of this thing called noble healing. I love this question because it actually takes into account most of the ways that noble healing can happen. So having the person aware of what's happening, I think, depends upon the severity of the injury and your relationship with them and the space that you have to provide it and the circumstances that would have it come up. So what we would call drive-by healing, right? Drive-by healing is just, it's just in the moment. It's right in the moment in life. Drive-by healing would be in response to a drive-by shooting. So it's the kind of example, like maybe you're in line at Starbucks or something, and the person in front of you is really snarky to the Starbucks barista, you know, the charming young man or young woman behind the cash register, and, you know, the customer hasn't had their coffee yet, and maybe they're really cranky and the line's been too long and they think the people are moving too slow, and so they might take the person's head off. You know, they might just say something that's really mean, and you can see that it had an impact. You can see that it got in. You can see that the person was diminished by what that person said. Well, that would be a drive-by shooting, and that would be a good case for a drive-by healing, where you just would say it. You don't set them up. You don't let them know what's happening. You just say, I'm so sorry they spoke to you that way. You know, I'm so sorry that person was mean to you. I'm so sorry that person was so disrespectful. I know you're doing the best job you can. I'm really sorry they said that to you. And you just watch them perk back up again like they're reinflated, and you know that it worked. And if they don't get reinflated, you might have another go at it. You might say it a different way and just see if you can make a difference. And if you can't because they're distracted or they won't let you or they want to, you know, say something back, oh, yeah, they're just, you know, whatever, like they're not open to healing, that's fine. You're just offering it. And if it works, great. And if it doesn't, you move on. So that would be a drive-by healing. Stealth healing is, by its nature, again, you're not making them aware that the process is happening. So stealth healing could happen where you're sitting with a friend and they're complaining, and you might just be tired of them complaining. Sometimes stealth healing is just for your own self-defense, you know, like you've heard this before and you realize, oh, they're still talking about this 6 months later because it really hurt. But there's someone who may not have a commitment to getting over it, or they may not know that they want to get over it, or you don't have the kind of relationship where you could say, hey, can I tell you about this really cool thing called noble healing and see if you'd like me to provide it for you? Like maybe you just don't have that relationship. So stealth healing, like it says, you're being sneaky about it. You know, you're just listening. Oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you. Oh, I'm sorry she said that to you. Oh, it sounds like that really hurt. I'm sorry they hurt you like that. So you're just doing it. You're just doing it. And again, it may not make the same difference as if it was a setup situation, But you can often, you might be able to take them down from like a 10 to a 4 or something, so that all the energy they have on that starts to dissipate, and it's not something that keeps getting, you know, recycled and brought up. So that would be a stealth healing kind of thing. It's like drive-by healing, but you have more time, you have more space, you're more intentional about it, and yeah, you're stealthy, you're sneaky about it. I wonder if this sounds terrible, to be sneaky about healing people. I don't know, but I think sometimes we have to be, because a lot of people have a belief that they can't be healed, you know, that things can't be gotten over, or that the person who did it has to say they're sorry for it to make any difference. So sometimes you have to be sneaky, you know. So then this would come back to what you brought up, Mary, about, you know, should you explain the process to them? This would be, I think, when people know what's happening to them is when noble healing can be the most powerful, because the thing to remember is that it's a partnership. And if they don't know what's happening, then the likelihood of them doing their part well, which would empower you to do your part well, is going to go way down. So if they know what's happening, then they can really participate and bring to it what's going to make it be more effective. So, for example, I was leading a Heroes Challenge on Saturday, and Noble Healing is part of that course, because men have wounds that they have been building a life and an identity in reaction to. So they have insatiable needs as a result of that wound, or they're endlessly proving that they are something in reaction to that wound. And these are what I call hijackings. So the insatiable needs and the endless proving have hijacked their lives, and that's what all their time and energy is being used on, instead of expressing who they are, which is what we would call their noble qualities. So noble healing returns people to their noble selves, to their true selves, to the essence of who they really are. And so we use noble healing in Heroes Challenge, and it's spectacular, because the men, after I demonstrated it in front of the room and teach the men how to do it, they work in trios and they heal each other. And one of the things that moves me to tears about it is, besides the things they heal, which are often huge wounds, it also creates a different relationship to men, because the men are healed by other men. They now see men differently, like what a man could be for them shifts. Their view of men shifts. And it's one of the really special things about a Hero's Challenge that we don't even advertise happens, is how much men, not only do they embrace themselves as men, but they start to really admire and appreciate other men and what it is to be a man and what a man can provide for them. So anyhow, I was demonstrating noble healing on the stage with a young man, and he told me the thing, you know, he created his simple statement, and he gave it to me, and then I gave it back to him, and then I asked if there was anything else about that, and he had a second simple statement, and I gave that back to him, and I elaborated on it with my intuition, and when it was done, he was just kind of being with it, and then he said, "Could you say that again?" And it was perfect. That was the partnership of noble healing, that he let me know what he needed. Could you say that same thing again? And so I did. And that's why it's an advantage to, if you really care about the person, if the wound is, you know, really taking them out. I mean, this has got somebody, you know, who got the emotional equivalent of being hit by a car. You know, you want to approach it more like you're the emergency room doctor that's saying, okay, so we're going, you have a broken leg, and we're going to put it in a cast, but first I have to bend it here to see, it does it hurt here too? You know, like, that they're, the patient's involved in the process. And so if somebody's been hurt like that, you're like, I have something that I'd like to offer to you, but you'd have to be my partner. It's something we do together, and we would actually coach each other so that I have what I need to do my part, and then you can tell me what you need so I can provide this for you. And is this something you'd be interested in? And if they say yes, then you can explain noble healing to them and invite them to participate in that process and to be fully willing to be healed, and they're reaching for the healing as much as you're reaching out to give them the healing. Okay, so that might have seemed like a long answer to that question, but it was a really important question and a great question to distinguish these things. I wanted to make sure you had your hands around. So if you're the Mary that asked that question, would you press 1 to raise your hand if you have a follow-up question or a follow-up comment to the answer to your question? And I'm sorry I don't know which Mary it was, but we have three Marys, and it wasn't signed in your email. Ah, there you are. Leslie, can you? Very good.
Already done. Mary, you've got the mic. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi,
Allison. Hi.
So did that provide what you needed?
Yes. It was awesome.
Okay, and do you have a follow-up question or a comment?
I do have a follow-up question, and I apologize. I think that you touched on this the first night, but also in there is, what about self-healing? When you said stealth, I thought you were talking to say about self, but self-healing. Actually, you know, if you don't really feel like you have comfortable asking somebody to provide it for me, if I didn't have a partner for me for something, how does it work for, I can heal myself?
Yes. It's a great question, and please, this is the night when you guys can ask me to talk about things that I've talked about 100 times already. please don't worry if I already have, because the most important thing is for you to feel confident with this, you know, that it's yours. So I can tell you what I know about self-healing, which is what people have reported back to me. I think I'm really lucky in that I have so many people around me that I can just go to and say, could you say, I'm sorry that that man was mean to you? And I'll go, sure, I'm sorry that man was mean to you. they know noble healing. They don't need any explanation. You know, I could probably call people up in the middle of the night and they would provide it, which is something I encourage you to do, like train your environment in this so that you can take care of each other. But I do know from other people, so I know one of my favorite examples is Pete, who is one of our workshop leaders, and he's a co-leader for a Heroes Challenge. And he, you know, has participated a lot in Noble Healing because of a Heroes Challenge and because of core partnership and just because of who he is. And what he told me was that because he's received Noble Healing from these women in his life, I'm one of them, and then Barbara and Mary Kay are the names of the other women, that when he feels disrespected or dishonored, he imagines them healing him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he just imagines Barbara's voice saying the words that he needs to hear, or Mary Kay's voice or my voice, and he's healed. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah. I know someone else who does noble healing in the mirror.
I like that.
Yeah. So that's another way that they provide it for themselves. And then last week I mentioned a way that you can provide it for, you know, the hitchhiker in our brain that we call the ideal woman. Some people call it the critical voice. But, you know, you can have that voice in your head going on and on about, you know, how you should have done that thing better, that, you know, that one part. You totally blew that part last night, Allison. You know, and I can say to myself, I am so sorry you think you blew that part last night. You know, I'm so sorry you're worried about that. So you can actually, like, speak from one part of yourself to another part of yourself, to that voice in your head. And we've seen that work as well, where she's like, just, oh, okay. Stop fretting about that.
Now, that I really like, because I think that most of the time the part of me that gets hurt is just that either wounded little girl or ego side of me anyway, so I see that as somewhat separate, so I like that. I wasn't able to be on all of last week's call, so I missed it. I'll have to listen. I haven't gotten a chance to listen to it, so thank you.
You're welcome. You're really welcome. Yeah, we just did a little thing on it, so, but it's, we did some noble healing last week that it was just another good example of being able to hear noble healing in action, so when you get a chance, you can listen to it.
I will for sure. Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mary. Okay, so this would be a time for any other questions. No such thing as a stupid question, or even if it is, I'll try not to laugh. I'm just playing with you. Anything. I guess I'm kind of playful tonight. That's pretty cool.
I know.
Well, I was saying to somebody, this noble healing class, it isn't that much fun. And then I realized, oh, I guess it's not meant to be very much fun. I mean, we are talking about injuries, right? But yeah, I'm compelled to have fun. So any questions that you have, anything you're not clear about, you're wondering about, anything you want me to review, nothing is off limits. So you'd raise your hands by pressing 1, and very good.
We're going to start with Sue. Sue, you've got the microphone. Please go ahead with your question.
Thank you. Can you hear me? Or do
mm-hmm.
I have
it? Yes.
Okay. I have a mute on my button, too, and I just didn't know if I was unmuted. Thank you. Allison, is this like the Sedona method, or how does this differ from the Sedona method?
That is so perfect that you brought it up.
Okay.
I love that because that's one of the things I want to tell you about tonight.
Oh, okay. Awesome. See?
Okay, wait, let me just check something. Okay, all right. I was muscle testing to see should I answer that question now, and the answer is yes. So for those of you who are not aware of the Sedona method, which I know there are a lot of people who are aware of it and a lot of people who are not, the Sedona method is actually a set of techniques that are designed to release. And that, I think, would be the difference between the Sedona method and noble healing, because noble healing, you could call it releasing, but the experience is that a wound is healed. And the Sedona methods, there's several different techniques, and I really encourage people to learn them, because they made a tremendous difference in my life, and they work with noble healing. So to be specific, the Sedona method is useful in releasing physical pain. It's useful in releasing emotions like anger or fear or anxiety or sadness or grief. Any kind of emotion, it's useful in releasing that. And it's also useful for releasing beliefs. And these are, and this is where I think noble healing and the Sedona method works really well together, because sometimes what happens is you'll be attempting to do a noble healing, to release a wound, to heal a wound, and you may run into a belief. Excuse me, I'll give an example about this in a moment. So you may be attempting to heal a wound, and you run into a belief that is actually preventing the wound from being healed. It's like there's a wall up when you try to get to that part and heal it. And this wall is something that someone is absolutely certain is true. And it prevents the wound from being healed. So to give you a couple of examples, I was healing a woman who was hurt by something that her husband had said he would do and didn't do. And as I was attempting to heal that, because it hurt her feelings, as I was attempting to heal it, it wouldn't work. Like it just feels like running into a dead end. And I had recently learned the Sedona method, and so beliefs, when I learned the Sedona method, beliefs started jumping out at me. Like I was walking down the hall with a friend, and I turned left and she turned right, and she goes, "Oh, I'm no good at directions." And then she stops and she goes, "I might want to release that." we just hear ourselves saying things that we believe to be true that are really disempowering, and now we're having this reaction, "Oh, let's release that." And so what happened when I was healing the woman I was talking about the hurt from her husband, what I ran into was a belief, I can't count on men to take care of me. Mm-hmm. So this current thing that had hurt her really had this huge mass, like this mountain of, you know, this is just another example of I can't count on men to take care of me. And that was a belief that had been in place since she was a child. Went all the way back to when she was like 11 years old. And so what we did is we used the Sedona method, and don't worry, I'm going to teach you guys one of the techniques in a minute. We used the Sedona method to release the belief, I can't count on men to take care of me, and whoosh, as soon as it was gone, then I could just say, I'm so sorry, your husband didn't get that done. And
okay,
it was gone.
Okay.
Another woman was hurt by something her husband had again not done. It's cute how the not done things hurt us. And when I tried to heal it, we couldn't budge it, and she just kept crying more and more. And I finally said, I think there's something in here. You know, there's something else in here that besides this. And she was like, well, there's just always something more important to do than be with me. And I was like, really? Okay. And have you ever thought that before? It was like, you know, my mom, my dad, it had been true, you know, to her mind, it had been true her entire life. She had memories back to being 2 years old and not recognizing her own father, because there was always something more important to do than be with her. So then we used the Sedona method to release, there's always something more important to do than be with me. And then as soon as that was released, the thing with her about her husband was actually gone. Like, there was no healing required. because she could see that what she thought had happened hadn't actually happened. So this goes back to, if you remember, in the very first week, the handouts we sent you talked about how injuries happen to the masculine and the feminine. And it starts out with saying something happens, right? And then it's filtered through what that would mean if someone like me did it, right? And it's the what it means that actually causes the hurt. So for my friend, you know, what her husband had done meant, once again, there's something more important to do than be with me. And that's what caused the hurt. So when she released the belief, there's something more important to do than be with me, a whole host of hurts just stopped happening. Yeah, so this is why I love these two together, because you can release the beliefs that caused the injuries in the first place. You can release the beliefs that get reinforced and triggered by the injuries. And also, there are people who've done a lot of work to release beliefs, but they still have the hurts that happened when it was in place. You know, like our customers, you know, they find out that all the times they're ever hurt by a man ignoring them, that never actually happened. Right? If a man's ignoring you, that's all he's doing, is ignoring you. Because men do one thing at a time, right? They focus on one thing at a time. So our customers they stop getting hurt by men ignoring them, because when they see a man, they just see him doing something. They don't see him ignoring them anymore. But they may have hurts left over from having felt ignored when they were younger. So those wounds can be healed, you know, from the past. Mm-hmm. So they go really closely together. And so can I just teach everybody the Sedona method now, one of them at least? Would that be good? I'm assuming, Sue, you're familiar with it already, right?
Yes, yes.
Awesome. So.
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. So just so you know, if you want to look it up online, it's called the Sedona, just like in Arizona, Sedona, the Sedona method. And it is it was created by a man named Lester Levinson, and then he turned it over to a man named Hale Dwoskin, H-A-L-E, D-W-O-S-K-I-N, Hale Dwoskin. And Hale cares not at all that I tell you his name, but I love him, and he personally trained me in a couple of the techniques, specifically because I told him I wanted to pass this on to our people. And there's, I think, 5 different release techniques. And there's a movie you can get for free from the Sedona Method that teaches a technique that's called triple welcoming. And triple welcoming is just such a kick in the pants. And I recommend getting the movie to learn triple welcoming, because I'm not officially trained in doing that. The other technique that I use a lot is called could you, would you, when. And there's 2 questions, and then there's 3 questions that you repeat. So if y'all want to write this down, when you encounter a belief, or this will work for an emotion, like say you can't even engage in noble healing because you're too busy sobbing, you're too angry and you want to release the anger. So the first question you ask is, could I simply welcome this? So if you have a pain in your hip, could I simply welcome this? You know, or if you have a belief, there's always something more important to do than be with me. So could I simply welcome this? So what welcoming, Hale defines as, you know, really making a space in the middle of you for something. So I always picture welcoming as someone crawls into my lap, right? So that belief, that pain, you know, that emotion, I let it crawl into my lap and I put my arms around it. So could you simply welcome this? Then the second question is, could you let that be here? So could you let that belief be here? Could you let that pain be here? Could you let that emotion be here? So again, I picture it in my lap, and I'm just letting it sit in my lap. I'm putting my arms around it. I'm like, okay, you can be here. So anybody who's familiar with the statement, what you resist persists, right, this is taking out the resistance. So you actually welcome it. Could you simply welcome that? Could you let that be here? Then the first question is, could you release? So with the case of my friend, could you release? There's always something more important than being with you. And you look and you answer. You just answer the question. And you can even answer no, and the process will still work. That's what's really amazing about it. So could you release? There's always something more important than being with you. Yes. Would you release? There's always something more important than being with you. Yes, that's what she said. When will you release? There's always something more important than being with you. Now is a good answer to that. Now, even if you don't believe it, now is a good answer. But I've actually done this particular technique with someone, and they've said never. I'll never release that. And it's like, okay, thank you. I mean, it's so cute. It's just telling the truth. Never, when pigs fly, like, it's totally fine. It still works. And then you go back to, could you release? So, and you restate the belief or the emotion or the pain. Then you say again, would you release? And then, when will you release? And those are the three questions that you keep repeating. Could you release? Would you release? When will you release? And every once in a while, just like with Noble Healing, you can check in after when will you release. You can check in and say, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, 10 being how much energy you had on that when we began, where are you now? And then the person will just look and tell you what the number is. Now, what I love about this is, I love so many things about this, so I'm trying not to get wound out about it. But when I discovered it and I found this to be the other part to go with Noble Healing, that between these two, I really feel invincible. Like, any wound I've ever had, I can release. Any belief that's stopping me, I can release. Like, I'm just, you know, heal the wounds, release the beliefs, unfettered. And that's what I would, being the queen of freedom, you could understand why I would love that. So what we've noticed is you may have to repeat, could you, would you, when. You may have to repeat that, for 4 or 5 or 6 or 8 minutes. Or we use this in Mastering Leadership, and we had people make a list of all the beliefs that they had that prevented them from being confident in front of people and teaching people, right? And one woman in like 7 minutes released, I think, 14 different beliefs, because as soon as her partner said, could you simply welcome that? And she said, yes, it disappeared. So she just, you know, she was just slamming through them. Even just like with Noble Healing, to release something so that you're bringing it down, you know, to half its energy is worth doing. I like going all the way, because what happens when you go all the way is you end up giggling. It's integral to the Sedona method that you just end up giggling, because at the moment that you release the belief, it seems so funny that anyone would ever believe that. Like, really, why would you want to believe that? And you end up giggling. Okay, that was a long answer to your question, so did you get what you needed?
Oh, my God, it was awesome. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, and because now I'm working on learning the Sedona. I got the course, so I can work them together. Thanks.
You're welcome. Beautiful. It's well worth engaging in. There's another, there's something called the holistic release technique, which is really fun too. And Hale is a miracle. I love that man, and he was so generous. He spent almost an hour training me to do Could You, Would You, Win, and then he did one of the other techniques with me and, you know, released this thing with my body I've had since I was a little girl, you know. And so it's just, it's really special stuff, and it was on the agenda for tonight to offer to you guys, because sometimes when you're trying to do healing on yourself or others, you're going to run into a belief. And I would say, when I originally learned the Sedona method, it was not from Hale, and I didn't learn it correctly. And even done badly, we had miraculous results, just tremendous results with it. So it's something worth engaging with, and I love the way that they go together. So thanks, Sue. Okay, Leslie, all who right. are you picking for me next?
So next we're going to go to Kay. Kay, you've got the microphone. Please go ahead with your question.
Oh, my goodness. Here I am.
Hi.
Hi. I'm trying to get my mind back to away from Sedona method here. I was talking to coworkers today because I was thinking of this upcoming call tonight, and I was in talking to them. Okay, my question to you is this. Would it be advisable to introduce it to them, in other words, encourage them to go deep within to find a wound, instead of just knowing that through hearing what they've talked about from their past, and I think, oh boy, they've got some pain, and I recognize it and want to help them. If I've never heard anything like that, would it be advisable to say to somebody, hey, I've just learned this technique, is there something that you would want to touch on? And also, as I'm going through this, I don't think I have anything. I want to be ready for a really good relationship in my life. So then I think, man, I've got to dive deep in this. I've got to find something that is possibly going to interrupt going forward in a healthy relationship.
Okay, I just have to ask a question because I got confused.
Yeah.
Did you just say two different things?
I did.
Or do you talk about your relationships at work?
I was talking about the relationships at work where I would be interested in finding, you know, in delving into asking them to go deep within their background and their pain and see if they would like to think about it and come up with a pain, to come up with a hurt.
Okay.
And likewise with me, and that's the second part, I was wondering, have I thought of all my pains, or have I healed? And when I want to be ready for a healthy relationship, how do I know, how does one person know when they're clear of their pain?
Okay, good. All right. So in answer to your second question, in our first class, we gave you something to look at, and we didn't spend a lot of time on it, but it was, if you wanted to do an inventory, okay?
Oh, right.
Right? So notice anything that you think that I'm this way because, right? I'm this way because. So, you know, I'm not confident about relationships because. The rest of that sentence, there's a fair chance there will be a time that you were dishonored or your feelings were hurt or you're disrespected, or where you may run into a belief, you know, in which case you would use this Sedona method. And so that's one way to look at. Or you can, they just come up in daily life. Life is messy, and any kind of interactions can produce a hurt or a disrespect or a dishonor. just watch for them, right? And then you can have them healed. They don't have to become anything big. And in regards, so, and that gets me over to your first question, which is, it all depends on the kind of workplace that you have. You know, here at PAX, because of the nature of the work that we do, and because we are students of and an experiment in partnership, we engage in emotional and deep kind of stuff. In most workplaces, if I was going to introduce noble healing, I would probably introduce it from the point of view of, you know, I just, you know, took this class recently on something called noble healing, and I've discovered that when someone's been disrespected or dishonored, it can create, you know, a need for something that just doesn't go away, or it can create a feeling on their part that they have to prove something. And so I just wanted to check in to see, have I disrespected you or dishonored you in any way that you'd give me the opportunity to heal that? Mm-hmm. You know, that, I mean, that'd be a gutsy thing to do. But it would also be personal, and it'd be you owning it. You know, that you're applying this in the workplace. And then if it's something they're curious about and want to know more about, hey, that was cool. Could you teach that to me? But it all depends on the kind of work that you do and the kind of relationships that you have with each other.
Right. Okay. Perfect.
Thank you. So you got the answer to both questions?
Yeah, and that last section you just said, when somebody has either it creates a need that doesn't go away, or what was the other thing that it can...
An insatiable need.
Oh, yeah.
Or endless proving.
Okay, that's... Okay, great.
Yeah. So in a workplace, if someone's been disrespected or dishonored, it could create an insatiable need for appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Like the appreciation, they never get filled up, you know, because of that wound. Or if you see someone, they're always trying to prove something, you know, like they always have to have the best idea, right? They're always trying to prove how smart they are. Good chance there's an injury in there. Mm-hmm. And again, it depends on the relationship. That's something that you might provide, you know, drive-by or stealth healing on, like, you know, you just notice they're so amped up about something, and you just say, I am so sorry for anything that ever happened in your life that made you feel like you weren't the most brilliant person on the planet. I think you're so bright and amazing, and you just don't have to prove that to me. Boom. See what happens.
Yeah, they would be stunned, I'm sure. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Beautiful question.
Okay, next we're going to go to Lynn. Lynn, you've got the mic. Please go ahead with your question.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Thanks for all this wonderful sharing and information.
Welcome.
I'm wondering, I'm sorry, I don't let anybody talk. Please speak.
I can't hear you very well.
Okay, is this better?
Oh, that's way better. Yeah,
what's your
question?
Are you open to seeing if the participants are willing to share their numbers so we can do this with one another?
Am I open to seeing if the participants are willing to share their phone numbers, to be available for Noble Healing with one another?
Yes.
I was hoping that if that was something that you guys wanted to do, that you would do it when you were in your twos and threes over the series.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that well in this context, because I don't know how to make sure that someone actually knows that they can say no, you know, without being worried that they're going to hurt somebody else's feelings, and then we have to do noble healing on someone's feelings being hurt because someone didn't want to give them their number to do noble
right.
healing.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And thank you for asking. Thank you for being so respectful about that. I really appreciate it.
Okay, next we're going to go to Katie. Katie, you've got the mic. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. Well, for that last person, I just want to mention that I found someone on one of the Facebook groups, and we practiced together. So if someone wants to, if that person wants to go on the Facebook groups.
So like the understandmen.com Facebook?
Well, I got added to like 4 or 5 of them. There's a bunch of them. So there's a PAX Grads co-ed. There's a PAX Queens, a PAX Atlanta. There's a bunch of them. But that was a great way for me. In fact, the person I connected with reminded me that there was a call because I was late. I was like, thank you so much for doing that. Anyways, my question was, so if someone, like I have a friend who just broke up with her boyfriend of 2.5 years, like today, and she's very sad, and is that the kind of thing you can do noble healing on as well?
Hmm. Yeah, you
okay.
could. Did she break up with them or did he break up with her?
She broke up with him. She said after a lot of, you know, back and forth, up and down with the relationship,
yeah.
she decided it was time.
Yeah.
And she's just grieving, but if, like, if that, I guess I could just check in with her and see if there's some hurt there or something, right?
Yeah, I mean, if she broke up with them, there's a very good chance that there's hurt that happened or dishonor, disrespect that happened over the course of the relationship
mm-hmm.
that if you wanted to offer to her, you know, when you're ready to be healed of everything that happened in this relationship so you can go on to the rest of your life
mm-hmm.
without, you know, being stuck with anything,
yeah,
that would work.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, I get how to do it. Thank you. This has been a great class.
Oh, thank you. Anybody else have a question? Okay, so this is what we're going to do then. This is one of my favorite things to do, and I think it's really important, so I hope that you will participate. What I'd like to do in a moment is to put you into pairs and give you a chance to claim whatever it is that you want to claim from having participated in this series. So you could claim things that you're leaving behind. So you could declare, I'm leaving this behind and that behind and that behind. And you could claim. You could claim noble healing as an ability of yours to practice. You could claim it as an ability of yours to teach and to give away to the people around you. You could claim noble healing as something that you're going to engage in on a regular basis. I know someone who had a buddy, and they made an appointment every week. They did an hour of noble healing. Oh, my gosh, that's like getting together to clean out your closets, right? So what is it that you're laying claim to? What are you saying from these 4 weeks is yours? Because there's a lot that we offered, but what are you saying that you're taking with you? So if you would like to participate in that, would you press 1 to raise your hand? And then Leslie will put you in pairs, and we'll give you a couple minutes each to do that, and then we'll conclude our time together.
Okay, great. So we'll start by opening up your mic so you can all say hello together. I'll ring the bell, say hello, and then we'll let you know when it's time to switch. All right. Allison?
Yeah. So first, thank you. Thank you for participating in this. Thank you for caring about healing. Thank you for all the healing you've done for other people. Please give this away. We just want it to exist in the world. And if you don't feel confident about your ability to teach noble healing, but you want it to be happening out there. If you go to our website and click on the homepage, it talks about Journey to the Center of You, which is another teleclass we did. If you click on that, it takes you to the page where your friends can buy the recording only for this whole series. So if you want people to learn how to do this and you don't feel like you're up to teaching it, then you can encourage them to do that. And I just thank you for your generosity and your vulnerability, and it's been a pleasure to be with you, and I hope I get to see you soon.
Okay, let's open up the mics and say goodnight for one last time. Everybody say goodnight.
Bye, everybody.
Good night. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Love and blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.